so much for calling in. Joanna in Havering.
Hello. David, first of all, I just want to say that I thought you were really rude to the teacher who spoke to you some minutes ago. I think it's extremely rude to say you wouldn't want her to teach your children. That is really unacceptable, and I'll just put that out there.
Joanna, hang on. I am entitled to have a judgment about who I would like to teach my children, and a teacher that comes on air... And there were lots of people texting and tweeting in at the time who basically says the rules don't matter, who basically says...
She didn't say that. She just said she didn't see it as a party.
She didn't see it as a party?
No,
yeah, but then I put questions to her about the 50 occasions, the 50-50 fixed penalty notice, about the 16. She didn't seem to know the details. I think that's fair enough. But anyway, Joanna, do give me your view.
Yeah, my view is that there is a lot of, people are just getting very worked up about this whole issue. I worked in a hospital as in intensive care, and we would come out several hours after being in full PPA, like being in a spacesuit, and come out and sit in an office where about 10 or more of us could sit there. If it happened to be any of my colleagues' birthday and we happened to bring some biscuits and some Diet Coke in to share during our break, would that be called a party or a rave or what? This is the point. You know, it just seems that a lot of people labor themselves are trying to get a lot of political traction on this, and people are getting really, really mixed up and really befuddled by the idea that people who happen to work together happen to be together in the same room in the course of their work, and someone brought a cake and some drinks into the place, and it suddenly transformed from work
to
a party.
Joanna. This is not Labour, is it? This is the police that have investigated and issued fixed penalty notices.
And the police responded to the baying crowds who wanted something to be said and to be seen to be done. Realistically,
Joanna,
who are working together are having to be in an office together and having to have some drinks in that office and a biscuit and
Joanna, the police responded to Sue Gray's report. That's what the police responded to, the voluminous evidence that they're still investigating. That wasn't a baying crowd. That was a full-level report, which we've not yet seen. That's what the police have responded to, and they're still investigating. And you talk about cake and crisps and biscuits. There was also alcohol at some of these parties, Joanna.
Right.
Were you having alcohol in intensive care?
We probably would not have alcohol because we have alcohol that time of day. I don't know. Maybe people who work in other offices do have it. I don't really understand what the thing is. But the point was a matter of the number of people convened in the place and the fact that there were some food items.
At any of your parties, Joanna, any of your parties, did you sort of send out notice that, there was a gathering, please come? Did you sort of do that? Because at some of these parties, there were sort of notices sent out inviting people to come.
Well, I think I'm probably commenting about the one in hand. I don't know the full details of the whole party because, quite honestly, I've not been interested in it. But I just thought.
Joanna, that's why people are getting worked up, because that's what was going on. It wasn't just about one Christmas, one birthday party. It's about a whole collection of parties. The investigation is looking at Boris Johnson going to six parties. Joanna.
Let's have the details of it, but as far as I'm concerned, if people are working together and in the course of working they happen to have maybe it's Christmas, okay, today we'll have some biscuits and we'll have some tea while we are struggling through this pandemic, I would not call that a party. Just my point of view.
Joanna, when we were looking at the rules in Parliament, a lot of this was about not creating in circumstances in which the virus would spread, and you as an intensive care doctor will be very, very familiar with the dangers of spreading the virus. It was definitely reported that Carrie Simmons, this is Boris's wife, interior designer, attended one of those parties. She was coming in from outside to attend one of the parties. That surely would be wrong. Did you have anyone come out in from outside to attend your party, any gatherings?
We had no parties, and it was a matter of people who worked together, staying together, and may at least have a drink or a biscuit or something together. And from what I'm hearing, that is what is determined at a party in this whole fiasco.
Well, Joanna, you had no parties, you had no alcohol, you had nobody coming in from inside. We've established that on air. In the brief time that we've spoken, all of those things were breached, and I suspect that's why the police have issued fixed penalty notices to 50 people so far. Thank you so much for calling in. Very grateful. Carol.